know what's interesting for us is because we're out there a lot more, and it's an immediate reflection of the fan base. At the end of the season, the fan base was as angry as I've ever seen them. And I think it's been interesting because there's a really positive reflection from the fan base when they got to see John Fox become available as a candidate. And then for you guys to, you know, make sure everybody got organized in the right direction, and then he became the next Chicago Bears head coach. I think it's been a really positive reaction from the fan base, and it is important because you see it so much on the social media aspect of it.
Yeah, after we visited with Virginia on Saturday, we went to a local Italian restaurant to have some dinner, John and Ryan and me, and the response of the people in the restaurant was just terrific. Everybody, the chef came out, the wait staff, the hostesses, and everybody sitting down to dinner was very excited to have him there.
Well, I mean, he's just so engaging. Yeah. He treats everybody well.
Good
That's
word.
Number one.
Good word, engaging.
You know, when I first met him, boom, you're already hugging the guy. You know, it's just, he's that type of personality, and I think it's key for players because he also mentioned that I'm direct. I think players want that. They don't want to be guessing about what somebody thinks, and they also just want to be put in a position to win and trust that that man's going to do that. And I think he's proven that he's done that over the years.
So he's brutally honest as a player. What do you think about
but
that?
But I think he has the ability to be brutally honest on all three sides of the football,
yes.
All three phases of football. Because, like he said, I've watched more offensive football than any offensive coach because I'm a defensive coach. So to anybody who thinks that his expertise won't cross the lines in decision-making process, in personnel, you know, he talked about he and Ryan, you know, being able to be together on personnel. John has got a great experience in identifying quality personnel in the NFL just because of experience, and I think that's one of his unique qualities.
Yeah, and he's got the pelts on the wall, as they say, in order to be honest with the players.
And that's the other thing. The success, and however you want to define it, obviously you're in the business of winning championships, and that still has escaped him in this particular career he's chosen. Really, since the age of 11, he wanted to be in football in some form or fashion. But there have been so many glowing responses from players that didn't have to. I mean, it's literally guys calling up, talking about him everywhere he's been. I mean, you got Michael Strahan, a Hall of Famer, who said that John Fox taught him the game of football, taught him how to play the game of football, was there when he had his 22.5 sack season. Mike Rucker this morning talking in just unbelievable tones about what this guy does.
That's why he's been in the game 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I mean, but, no. You know, you don't. There's a lot of people who've been in the game for 30 years.
But we've all been in football long enough that you can see guys that kind of rub people the wrong way, and maybe their exit's going to be a little bit sooner. When you have a guy here that's been rehired, he has a track record of success, he's been around the league for 30 years, and even he mentioned it. This is a small fraternity of people when you're talking about the NFL. And John has never been outside of that. Coach Fox has never been outside of that since he started, you know, his aspirations into the NFL.
I'm really impressed that he can win with different types of players. This is a guy that can run the ball and win with Tim Tebow at quarterback, then he can throw the ball with Peyton Manning and win.
Here's the thing about that, which is you want your Chicago Bears to make sure that they're as physical as possible. Let the other team know that they were in for it, you know, the week before. They're going to be in the cold tub the next Monday. But also stop the run the ball, that defense that we've come to expect in Chicago for all these years. Even though he had Peyton Manning, they were still in the top 10 in rushing attempts per game. They still ran the football. They run the football under John Fox 29, 30 times a game.
Well, yeah, and they became more reliant on the run this past season, 2014, even though they had great success throwing the football in 2013.
Well, I think John Fox, their coaching staff, showed they had the ability to make immediate change. If Peyton Manning really did have an aggravated quad like he talked about at the end of the season, you got to take some of the responsibility away from him and kind of make it more reliant on the running back position, running game, and offensive line, and that's what they were able to do. And I think that's an interesting aspect of change when you need change the most.